Message number 603. The road to my eternal kingdom is riddled with sharp stones and boulders. Sunday, November 4, 2012 at 05:45 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, let no man ever think that he can remain strong in his faith without having to fight for the right. There are many obstacles which block your faith in God, and only those who persevere in prayer can keep the flame of their love for God alight in their souls. The road to my eternal kingdom is riddled with sharp stones and boulders. It is akin to walking barefoot for miles, where you experience every cut, every sharp pain, and where you will trip up for every step you take. This is why many well-intentional souls fall by the roadside, because the journey is so arduous. When you follow me, your journey will always be painful. It will never be easy until you say, "Jesus, take my pain, heal me, and take my cross." Only then will you find it easier to follow my journey to my glorious kingdom. The crucifixion will be experienced every single stage now by all who love God, right up to the last day. In the lead up to my second coming, Christians and all those who love my Father God the Most High will have to endure the suffering of my passion. It will start with the accusations that God does not exist. I was denounced as the Son of God. This time God the Most High will be rejected. All those believers will be scourged and persecuted, as the pagan laws of times gone by will be introduced. Yet many people who do not know the ways of the Lord will not heed such wickedness, so caught up will they be in their pursuit of personal pleasures. Then there will be the punishments meted out to those who dare to show allegiance to the one true God in public. They will not be tolerated and will have to hide in order to honor my Father. The daily sacrifices, the masses, will eventually cease as foretold, because the false prophet will declare that a new form of mass be held and the old format will no longer be relevant. He will say, "My presence in the Holy Eucharist will be banished and the food of life will no longer feed God's children." And then will come down the hand of God on the heathen who dare to say they speak in God's name. Their allegiance to the beast will influence many, and they will lead those who are misled into the prison of darkness. The divisions will increase until finally they all, God's children, will have to make the choice. They will either follow the false illusion presented by the false prophet who will say that he speaks in the name of God, or they will follow the truth. Never believe that you will be strong enough to withstand this pressure from those false priests who will represent the beast. Their influence will be great. Without my help, you will be tempted to turn your back on my teachings. Wake up before these times come about. Call to me every day for my help. Your Jesus.